Ladies and gentlemen, I am back, and today's going to be a multi-part piece. We're going to get into a few topics today. We're also going to talk about the upcoming trip, and I want to address something before we get going.
Oh, so, hi, I'm here too. My name's Alice.
Yes, Alice is here. Almost forgot that part. I'm just playing. She's impossible to forget. She's staring in my face like a munchkin. So I want to address something. You just hold your role. I want to address something really quick. So my friend is going through something called
perimenopause.
I was going to say it. Give me a minute.
So I'm so excited to say
it. Oh, yes, you're very excited. I've heard. You're very excited. And so, yeah, so she's going through something. I just want to address something really quick. And these are my own words. I'm not putting words in her mouth, you know, at all. But I'm going to make this statement. So let me put you up on something. When you're out here and you're making your little videos and, you know, you're doing your little, you know, drama parties, whatever you're doing, here's what I need you to understand. Stop saying things like, I'm going through cramps right now. Because let me tell you what, you're trans, bitch, you don't have cramps. You could never have the cramps and the experience that my friend is going through. And I don't really appreciate it because once again, you are watering down the experience that is women and the things they have to go through in life sometimes. And let me tell you what perimenopause has done to my friend. Perimenopause has had her up and down and crooked and sideways, like she's 16 all over again.
I would compare it to being pregnant on your period and going through puberty all at the same time.
Because that's how you described it. Yeah. And so I want to say this, believe it or not, full disclosure, Alice and I did not speak for 3 days because it's that real. And I don't appreciate people watering down the experience that women go through because I'm not just talking about perimenopause, right? I'm talking about the experience itself that women go through when it comes to menstrual cycle. While it is true, there is a degree of cramping that can begin when you first begin estrogen, depending on how it plays with your body. That is true. But what I am going to say is that nothing that we may go through or, you know, lactating. You have drips, you know, and sometimes little stream. You do not go through what women do. You do not go through what women do when they do not nurse and it begins to form knots inside of their breasts.
Oh, it's called engorged.
Yes. And so you don't go through those things. You also don't sit inside of a cycle, sometimes, unfortunately, that will last past 7 days for women because they bleed so bad, it goes into their pants and through their panties. It's not fun. It's not a joke. So I'm going to need you to cut it the fuck out. I will have to come and see you if you don't.
Stop it.
Okay, I'm done with my rant. Hi, honey.
How's it going?
I'm okay. I'm glad to see you. You feeling better?
Yeah,
Today's a good day.
Today is a great day.
You even sounded better on the phone.
Yeah, this is my first time doing this. I had to call my big sister and be like, hey, girl, I don't know what's going on, but
because if I remember, this just came out of nowhere.
Coming. It kind of creeps up on you, but I'm in full force right now. So.
But still, though, when we were talking originally, after those 3 days, you were like, you didn't see this coming.
I think
it started so fast for you.
I think I would have seen a lot more signs if I was still privileged to have my uterus. But that had to be evicted because of medical conditions. Mm-hmm.
By the way, trans women do not have uteruses. I just want to put that out there.
So it's a...
you can't buy them either.
It's a great thing. I do want to shout out. There's a girl on TikTok. Her name is Melanie. And she started the We Don't Care Club. We Do Not Care Club for people that are in perimenopause and menopause. And let me tell you something. The amount of women that have flocked to her and asked to join and been, we're all just like struggling. And this is when people are like, oh, she's just a crazy woman. You're right. We are. That's we are very much so. And we are going through some shit that you will never understand what we're going through.
Right on.
Not you. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But you'll never, I I mean, you won't understand either. Thank God you don't have to go through
it. Well, that's
yeah.
It's an experience. But I won't
let me tell
have,
you. But let me say this.
I think I handled it pretty good,
this
didn't
is,
I?
This is going to be a little salty, a little out of pocket. But that's just kind of where I'm. That's kind of where I'm at right now. If a trans woman wants any of this shit, I'll gladly give it to them.
Oh,
they can have
no,
the period.
You can
they
have
can,
it.
They
no.
can. They can deliver
no,
babies.
You.
They can
no,
have perimenopause. They can have menopause. They can have all of it.
No, thank you.
I don't want it.
No, thank you.
You know what I mean? I don't care.
You know.
But you know.
Well, I would love you know. You know how I feel about childbirth. I would love that to have that gift. You know, to be able to have my children on my
oh,
own.
Oh yeah.
You know, but I mean, I know the horror stories. You know, and everything still, and I would love to, but. You can keep that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm good.
So and that just kind of goes with your
yeah.
cramping and stuff like that
yeah.
and whatever. So
and the water down effect. Yeah.
You get the nicer version, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't have to go through all the things, but that's what defines us
me,
and that's what makes us women.
But see, that's what,
you know?
It helped me learn something though, because I don't
me
know.
Going through that?
Well, yeah, because I, to go with through it with, not with you, I don't mean it like that. I'm saying it like. To, you know, to kind of trek along and go and roll with the punches during
yeah.
it. Like
yeah.
3 days of us not talking and, you know, or me not showing up at your front door. And it was just that space that I knew, understood that you needed. I still checked on you,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to, I needed that connection to make sure you're good. But you just, like you said, how'd you say it? I have nothing to give right now.
No.
And so I can't.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm
yeah.
getting it.
Right.
And so, because, you know, my mom did not go through that. She just went through basic, you know, her menopausal
I'm sure
moment.
She probably did.
But it wasn't this.
I think just the aggravation of life is also on
yeah.
top of that
yeah.
a little bit. And, you know, we're irritable. And
because mom is there and I'm here, I didn't.
Yeah, you may not have seen the
right.
full effect.
Right.
But I feel like this also makes you appreciate women a little bit more.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh,
even more than you already do appreciate women.
Yeah, I think that it's another lesson I've learned
yeah.
that I've never learned before. It's kind of like when I did childbirth and I was there and here comes the crowning and wow. So I've learned lots of steps
yeah.
throughout my own journey and it was another step that really made me feel not satisfied, but... I appreciated, as odd as it may sound, I appreciated getting to walk through that experience with you and understand how it feels on this side. Meaning, mm. you know, family, friend, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Right.
And how sometimes this is how bad it can be and it can go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's important that for people that listen to understand that these things, and they do seem, in this modern day and age, they seem so primitive still. But see, that's just it. That's the human condition of a female's body.
Mm-hmm.
And you just cannot try to compete with that. And that's, you know, how I see things. Stop with the competition because you can never do it. You can never walk in those shoes, bro. You can't. And so for me, it was that appreciation that I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to be here when she's ready. I get it. It's kind of creeping me out because I don't know what to do.
Right.
And you know me, I want to try to help you, but
yeah,
I can't.
But they're just when I'm, you know, you're doing what you need to do. And I'm a great communicator when it comes to things when
not
I say.
Not for 3 days.
Well, you know, when I'm like, I need a moment, you know.
Well, no,
because,
you know, I understand when you say
yeah.
I need a moment. You know
yeah.
how you and I are about that relationship. It's like,
yeah.
I know you need it. I need you to go take it.
Yeah.
So that's why we also did not record Monday or Wednesday. And you're here today because... You had those moments. I was like, go, no, you need to go do that. Like the other day when you didn't have any sleep and then you went to work. Go home, sleep. We will talk tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's another side effect. You don't freaking sleep, dude.
Yeah.
You're laying there at 3 o'clock in the morning like, what
Wide
the
awake.
Hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awful. It's
yeah.
really awful. Like, this is not something I would wish on my worst enemy. It's not fun. It's not, it's just not. But we don't have to talk about that anymore because, you know, I'm
but
kind of.
But I just wanted to put it out there because I feel like. Not enough people actually have this conversation. It's like you were saying about Melanie, right?
Yeah.
And so she's out there.
I feel like I need to really shout her out, but she definitely, like, you know, we all feel that way.
Right.
And this is something that women can do and come together and really kind of.
Because that's one common denominator that literally unites you because you
yeah.
all have those different experiences
right.
with that.
Right. Yeah, and so I think
this was a good. I think this was
yeah.
good to get into. Honestly,
I think women need other women, especially like if I didn't have, so my best friend, I call my sister, who is who I called. She's not my sister. My sister's younger than me. I'm the oldest. But my best friend is my sister, and we've been friends for a long, 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 long time. I mean, I call her mom. So I had to call her, and I was like, she's like, girl, let me tell you. I was like, and then so she tells me her symptoms. Like, yeah. I tell her my symptoms. Uh-huh. She's like, I told you. I told you, girl.
It's kind of like mom saying, honey, plant your feet. Here it comes. Yeah. You know?
But my mom won't talk about any of that stuff. So.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, but it's fine. But on brighter news.
You are much better today. Yeah. Like, I could eat, because see, y'all don't know this, but I can hear it in her voice when something's going down. And so I automatically kind of instinctively know where I'm going to go with my response. You know, I do. You know, it's like, okay, today it's not happening.
Yeah.
This is, no, it can be for anything. Not necessarily recording, but she's done.
Yeah.
So, go.
And it's not, I mean, I also have a very stressful job.
You do.
So, when I leave work.
That you hate.
I mean, it's not that I hate it. I just, it's very stressful. Yeah. And so, sometimes when I leave work, I want to just shut.
Yeah.
Down for a little while, and even though my job's not physical, it's still very emotionally and physically or and yet, mentally
people get
stressful.
Off work and immediately get on a phone. I mean, I just don't understand that. I've seen people driving at like 7 a.m. they're already on a phone.
Well, sometimes that's the only time you have to talk to people in peace. Well, if you have kids.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Let me tell you.
Yeah that's true.
But you know,
but I'm just thinking in regular terms, you're already on a phone and you just woke up. I can't do it. Now, if it's an emergency, that's different, but otherwise, I can't do it.
Well, it takes me like 2 hours to wake up, so.
Speaking of which, of things that I can't do, so let's get into that topic. Let's get into that topic that you wanted to have. Let's get into that topic that you wanted to have. So let's talk about the Chrisley family.
Oh! I'm so excited for them. I am so excited.
Did you ever feel like, for you, was it the sentencing was just too excessive?
I feel like it was harsh.
Because Wesley Snipes only got 6 years for tax evasion.
Yeah.
And he only did 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah. I do feel like it was harsh. I do feel like they were
targeted.
My word was
target, but yeah.
But... you know, good for Savannah Chrisley because she fought tooth and nail for her parents.
Yeah.
And
she said she wouldn't get married until they were out.
They're not a danger to society. Todd's one-liners sometimes can be like a little out of pocket.
I didn't get the sentence. It was excessive.
It was very excessive for both of them. Yeah.
I mean, corporations don't even get jail time, and they did. I mean, let's be real. Let's be real.
I'm happy for them.
I am too.
And you know, the president was on a signing bin.
Racist. So I mean, what do you expect?
I mean, he did just pardon like a huge former gang member of Chicago, Larry Hoover, and he also pardoned rapper NBA YoungBoy.
Oh, he well see. According to certain people, he did that so he won't look racist.
Yeah. But Alice works with him side by side. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and being, I think she's you know, the first
I'm
person.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah,
so,
I know. Yeah. She's the first person that he pardoned. Mm-hmm. And there were some other stories.
Didn't he pardon that black woman?
Alice is her name.
Right. The first time he was president because Kim Kardashian was the one that helped out with that.
Yeah.
And he pardoned her.
I think that's what kind of started him into that. And I'm not a huge Kardashian fan, but good for Kim.
She did start that whole movement for that woman.
Good for Kim and good for that. But, you know, it's not about the color of their skin. It's about whether they deserve to be out in the free world. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do after your sentence that's going to make this world a better place? Mm-hmm. If you have something to give, and I honestly, I don't know Mr. Hoover at all. I had actually never heard of him until yesterday, but I also live under a rock sometimes. But if he has changed his life, I mean, he's 75 years old. Mm-hmm. And if he has the potential to
have even 10 years left?
But not even, not just that.
Okay.
But if he has the potential to come out into the free world and change
or share
10 boys
yeah
or girls
right
to do something positive and maybe change the way the violence is in Chicago, then, you know,
isn't that worth it?
To me, it is. That's all day, every day.
It came out as like a question, but it was more like a statement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. For real, if he can save 5 kids and get them off that block.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an important thing, especially if someone has really changed. But he got like 6 consecutive life sentences for one murder, I think. I don't know. I would have to look it up.
Wait, was that the 1970s?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
70s or 90s, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was in the 90s.
If he's 75, sure. it had to be 70s. Yeah. 80s. So, it had to be.
So, you know, what he's learned.
I think it was great that you brought that up. Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm proud. That is a very proud moment for me as an American citizen that, you know, my president, our president.
In the reflection
because
of the president.
Because whether you like him or not, right?
That was a good thing.
You don't have to
right.
like him.
Yeah.
But you have to respect the office to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with everything that he says. And I think a vast majority of people who are either in the middle, independent, or even Republican, not diehard MAGA people, you know, like the people that are so far right that are using this in a way that is not okay. I think a lot of these people can criticize him perfectly, saying, I agree with this, but I don't agree with that. Because that's the great thing about being in an American is we are able to voice that opinion because that's written in our Constitution and we must uphold that to the greatest degree.
Yeah.
Not everybody likes him.
But here's the thing. And I think it's important that everybody has this reflection. Just because we voted for someone doesn't mean we agree with everything.
Oh, and we're not going to.
Because the Democrats seem to think that because we vote for him, we agree with everything he says.
Yeah.
Or we're in line with everything
but
he
says. But we're not. We're not.
Because there is disagreements. There are some things. Let me tell you this. There are some movements he's made. And I think you'll understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. There's some actions he's taken that I don't particularly appreciate because it's just stoking the flames, right?
Right.
And I'm not saying I don't agree with it. Well, here's what I'm saying. It's stoking the flames on certain, you know, issues. Kind of like when, you know, the House came down and only recognized, you know, male and female. You're really stoking the flames. And I don't think that was necessary to do. I also have my reservations about removing all of the... Let me get this out. The trans individuals inside the military. Here's where it stops for me, though. It stops for me when you're in the military and you're queening the fuck out, like a particular video I saw. You're wearing fatigues with makeup on your face and you're a boy. You're just a queen, okay? And the other thing is you decided now that you're in the military, now you want to transition and the military can pay for it. No, bro. No. You have a choice to make. You want to serve or you want to serve.
So how do you feel about the potential of the bill being passed that Medicaid and Medicare will not pay for transgender like services or care?
You really want that answer?
So I'm going to give it to you. I have one and I know you have one. And I feel like we're probably on
I'm going to give you my answer.
Same level.
You pay for it.
So here's
why.
Social Security is
not responsible. Now, check this out. There was a story about someone that's on Social Security, okay? So they're getting some sort of, check. You know, they're getting a check every month for being either disabled or, you know, or something, right? You're on this, okay? You're doing your regimen and, you know, your Medicaid or whatever you have is paying for that. Your insurance is paying for that. But then now you want Social Security to pony up $20,000 for the surgery and then your aftercare.
Well, I don't think any surgery should be paid for by insurance.
Period. This is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If it's your elective to have that surgery because you've said you need it so bad, you pay for it.
Exactly.
If you're living on Social Security and you now want them to pay for it, no, bro.
Well, no. I'm okay with the medication, right?
I'm not talking about medication. I'm talking about...
Medication's one thing. You know, if it's on a formulary, right? Mm-hmm. If it's on a formulary and it's covered, then by all means, let's do that. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about surgery.
Yes.
The same thing I am.
Yes. So male to female or female to male surgery.
Or facial feminization or whatever you do to the vocal cord.
Trachea shaved. Yeah. Yes. So it's the same thing, though, inside the military where people are joining and now with this great confession, and now they want the military to pay for it.
You know.
They want veterans to pay for it.
You know. I had seen somebody make.
I'm not talking about the medication because no, the new director.
I had somebody make a comment, right?
Uh-huh.
And they said, you know, if they do this, if they take the medication, the surgeries, the everything away from insurance, right?
Uh-huh.
Which you and I are on the same page. Medication, fine, uh-huh. Great.
Because it's a danger to pull you off those medications.
But also, in the same sense, medication is so expensive in the United States, and mm-hmm. it doesn't need to be. No one could pay for medication mm-hmm. without insurance. It's mm-hmm. just it's not realistic.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Something that costs pennies to make, mm-hmm. they're charging thousands of dollars. So it's ignorant.
Here they don't do it right. Well, in Europe,
right?
Yeah.
So the surgeries. That is an elective thing, because if you're telling me that you don't need a pass as a woman,
mm.
but you want to get these surgeries,
okay,
mm-hmm. that's kind of like the kettle black, right?
That's where we absolutely align. I think that's where a lot of society aligns, and I think that's where the president, I think, within the military is coming from, was that now you're in the military, now you've discovered yourself, and now you want them to pay for it. Now, the new director, what I was going to say was, the new director was on a particular individual that I listened to, and he was saying how we're going to continue the regimen of medications that individuals take that are transgender because it's dangerous to pull you off of them. So we'll continue to cover them. But we are not anymore covering for
surgeries.
For, you know, your surgical procedure.
Because do you classify those as cosmetic procedures? Like facial feminization, the trachea thing.
Okay, that would be elective. Both of those, I feel, would be elective.
Bottom and top surgery. Top surgery, I feel like maybe, like,
no, for a female. No, you can't do that because it doesn't pay for a woman's implants.
Well, it doesn't pay for a woman's implants. And do you know sometimes that women who've had mastectomies that have to, from breast cancer, have to fight insurance
to get them to cover the mastectomy?
Covered the mastectomy and the reconstruction.
Right. Because I remember, I'm just using this as an example. In no way is this a common, normal person. But Angelina Jolie had that done years ago, where they found in the tissue that there was speculation that she would eventually develop possible breast cancer. So they did the
mastectomy.
Yes. And then they did, you know, implants mm-hmm. to save her life in the future.
Yeah.
So she didn't have that, you know, issue. But she is still monitored. But my point is, insurance, when it comes down to it, you still get that argument where they don't want to cover that for women.
Right.
So my position is, you want titties and you want them that big. You know, you're not happy with, you know, your pop out from estrogen or what have you, or a little weight gain. You pay for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I feel the same way for veterans. My only gripe about it is, did we do a case-by-case study on the individuals? Because let's say one of the individuals was an engineer or did tech work or drone work or information analyst. Is it necessary to remove them if they are valued in their field and they're qualified for their field? But on the flip side is the other side, where you're getting into the military because you think they're going to cover for all this. You put on fatigues like a fucking dress, and the military is not a fucking dress.
No, it's not.
It's not a joke.
Mm-mm.
The military is real. The last, I don't know how many years, because of Obama and this last guy, made it look like a joke. But them being in the military is not a joke.
No.
And so I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it there because I want to go in on this pedophile that's out there screaming about how he's transgender, and he goes in restaurants and tries to, you know, not catfish because that's the wrong word. What's that word? He likes to catch people up and then blast them all over social media for misgendering them.
And pee standing up in a bathroom?
That motherfucker. I'm telling you, he's got a white Chester van somewhere, bro. I'm telling you.
Well, here's the thing. And we had this conversation already.
So we should tell them who we're talking about if they don't know.
Oh. Their name is Lily Tino. And
his name is Tony.
I feel like I found out what their real name was, but
I feel like it's Tony.
No, I really did. I messed it up. But here's the thing. And I said
this. You tell me how you feel about that as a woman.
From a woman's standpoint.
In that story you told me?
First of all, when you go somewhere where children are, you have a level of
decorum
that you must
abide by.
Yeah, thank you for finishing my sentences.
I knew you were looking for the word. I wanted to help you.
Are you sure we weren't, separated
at birth? We were separated at birth.
Yeah. So...
shout out to my mommy that says that.
So you are walking through an amusement park with children.
Okay.
Of all backgrounds, and we as parents have the right to teach our children what we want to teach them at certain times, right? No 5-year-old can understand completely, right? What's going on.
And we're already hyper focused because we've got our kids in a large place.
Right. And you're talking about your body parts that are supposed to be covered all the time, right? Not acceptable. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you. I would have lost my mind. Mm-hmm. Lost my mind. I would have been like, are you serious?
You're already transphobic, so, I mean, you already have that one coming.
Perfect. Perfect. Thanks so much. Then you have this person announce that they're going to Tinkle. Go into a female...
now, this is recently.
Female's restroom. And stand up to go to the bathroom.
I can't.
So when you have a little kid.
I can't.
that doesn't know what this is because their obviously brain is not developed to understand a lot of things. And they see this and they say, Mommy, why is that lady standing up peeing like that? Then how are you going to explain that to your child, right?
I'm going to run.
Right, you just don't. It's disrespectful to women. If you want to be a woman, the one thing you should understand is that you have to respect women. If you want to be welcome in our spaces, you have to respect us. Period. End of discussion. Mm-hmm. I will respect you and what you want to be called. Mm. I will respect your pronouns. I will respect any of that. But you are going to have to respect us. Mm-hmm. This is why this is divided. Mm-hmm. It's almost as bad as racism at this point. You know what I mean?
I think it is a new racism.
I think it is too.
No, I'm serious. I do.
But those,
because it's the whole,
that handful of people,
I'm telling you, man,
that handful of people is making this gigantic group of people look like fools.
Right. By the way, we're only half of a 1%, by the way. I don't even think we're barely that. I think we're 1/3% at this point.
Yeah.
Clinical definition of transsexual? Yes. Because that's what I am.
You and I have done a little bit of research on this, and we've kind of been watching people and...
Yeah, I've been doing this for 28 years.
And listening, just recently, just for journalistic type thing.
Yes,
listening to people, not saying anything, but listening. And...
ooh, I know where you're going. Okay, preach. Preach.
And we're both kind of on the same page here with how this is, because you...
but we got close. See, the problem with that is, I want to interject real quick. It upsets us even more because one person tried to pull us in with conversation and come to find out.
Oh, they're trifling too.
They're a fraud.
Yeah. So the thing is this is not day one for you. This is not day 100 for you. This is something you've been living for years.
How many years?
And 28. Mm-hmm. And 28 years ago when you started, you were very cautious. You were very respectful. You were very... and then as you grew and as you changed and as your body changed, then it was more respectful. And mm-hmm. then, but the greatest gift that you've given other women.
Thank you.
Is respect.
Thank you.
Right? Because you can't be the best version of yourself mm-hmm. if you're not giving mm-hmm. the respect to the person mm-hmm. that you want to be. Yeah. Because ultimately, you're disrespecting yourself
yeah.
by not respecting women.
Yeah.
So if you want to be this person and you don't respect women.
I learned this a long time ago because I knew if I'm going to.
Because, well, you lived in peace for a long time and now yeah, you're a target.
I know.
Well, you might as well just put yourself up on a board and let's throw darts at you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Almost.
I mean, almost at that point where we're going right. to have issues.
And I think what's interesting is that, well, I have, you know, been trans for 28 years. That is true. I think that the mechanism, as I have said, has been displaced, I think, and it's been thrown away about the clinical definition
yeah.
absolute of a transsexual. And then our names were changed. So now we're transgender. And that was done by psychologists, psychiatrists, and all of them. And then, of course, white women, liberal white women, to be specific, got a hold of it. And they decided, we're in charge now. We'll decide. Except all the ones they decide are trans are fucking pedophiles. Go figure. And here's another thing. I want to just say this. You know, how come drag queens don't read to the elderly or the sick or the poor or the disenfranchised? How come we can only read to children?
Because they're boomers.
But you get my point.
Yeah. But the thing is even people that are aged, if you sat down and had a rational conversation with them, some people, because as we know, I live in a neighborhood full of Karens, so I can't have rational conversations with them.
It's a body trap over there.
I was not meant to live in the neighborhood. I was just, listen.
Not I'm that just, black sheep you are.
I'm just that poor white trash girl from the South, and I don't do that. Okay? Just give me a trailer on a hill. I don't even care if it's a 1990 single wide with one of them funky white tubs or yellow tubs or whatever they are. I don't give a damn at this point. Get me out of that place.
I need you to just calm down.
But I forgot what I was saying.
Professional tier.
There is nothing professional about this.
I know it.
We will be professional when the time is needed, yeah. like with our North Carolina story.
Yes.
We will be professional.
Yeah, and we are going to get to that. But no, I'm just trying to make.
It's a lot of emotions.
I just heard someone say that in like a, you know, a clip, you know what I mean, a short or whatever on YouTube. And I was like, oh my God, they don't realize, but that's a strong statement.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, and I want to be very clear. Both Alice and I want to be extremely clear. Because I used to be a performer. And, you know, I want to say that this is not the overall entire body of drag queens and performers. They do not believe in these things. They don't condone them. They just won't break free to say it because they are scared of the mafia, because the gay mafia is a real freaking thing and they will hunt you down and ruin your life. But I don't want people to think that because it's simply not true. Just like trans women that are out here that really are, you know, transsexual women. They're not out here, you know, after children and all this other stuff. And that brings me to the scene of the crime that you showed me earlier. And we want to talk about it. This man, and I'm going to let Alice kind of do most of the narrating, but this man, the title of the story was Transgender's First Attempt at Blending In by Going to the Locker Room or something like that. That's how it worded. Is that how that story starts? The man that was in that came out of the locker room?
Oh, I don't remember now. Oh,
with the bikini top.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. He was not. No. He was practicing.
That's what it said. Okay.
Yeah. He was practicing being tell a woman.
Yeah. Tell him about it.
At a softball field.
Tell him how he's dressed.
With a bunch of girls.
Tell him how
he's
dressed.
He had a pair of, it looked like men's shorts on. They could have been women's shorts. And it looked like a crocheted bikini top.
Mm-hmm. Tell him how big the belly was.
Honey. If he could have been pregnant,
how many Bud Light? How many Bud Lights are in that belly?
A lot. But mm-hmm. here's the thing: some women have no couth and go out looking like that, right? Okay, and
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Looking, okay. Like, dressing inappropriately in places that are not...
Oh, yeah. But we're talking about women.
Right. Regardless. Right. I don't care. Right. You ain't got no business at a softball field looking like that.
And he's like...
Cover yourself up,
and
okay?
And his response was... What did he say?
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm leaving.
I'm just practicing.
Practicing what?
You need to do that in the privacy of your own home.
Don't you have a bathroom?
You practice.
You got a mirror in there.
Home. Not in public.
Do you know how I learned how to walk in heels because I didn't have any? True story. Just food for thought. A little fun for a moment. I learned how to walk in heels by going back and forth in my room on my tiptoes.
How do you think women learned? How do you think I learned?
Did you do the tiptoe thing?
My nanny.
Okay.
Bought me a pair of high heels.
Okay.
At the church bazaar.
Okay.
And dresses.
Okay.
That were, you know, mm-hmm. like they were probably prom dresses or something at some point mm-hmm. for me to play dress up in.
Okay.
And brought them home, and we had a garage, and it had a, you know, obviously a concrete floor, mm-hmm. and I would put my little heels on, and I'd go in the garage, and I'd walk around.
Mm-hmm. But for me, because I didn't have access to all that, that's what I did. Right. Because I got addicted to watching all the girls and how they moved and their actions and how they dressed in White Snake videos. You know, and, you know, Guns
N' Roses. Are you talking about the band?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Guns okay. and Guns N' Roses. So that's,
wow. okay, you just but aged that was. Yourself.
I'm an 80s baby. So are you, bitch. Except I'm at least 5 foot tall. You are only 3. And so.
Yeah, but my attitude's like 10 feet, so.
Yeah, but your boobs are bigger than mine, so it's fair.
Yeah, well. I bought and paid for those.
On your own.
My own money.
Mm-hmm. Because it's called elective. But they look good, though. I'm not going to lie. But they're soft, though, too.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, sometimes implants, as you get older, they get hard.
Well, it depends on the.
Especially on the side. Yours are not like that.
It depends on the kind you get as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you get silicone, they're more, or not silicone,
saline. Are you saline?
Silicone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but that's how I learned. Was watching all the girls. That's how I learned to dance in the beginning. Watching, you know, all the girls and what they wore. So, I began to imitate them walking in heels by being on my tiptoes. And walking, you know, back and forth across my room. And then I learned how to run on my tiptoes. Because I saw a girl run in a Michael Jackson video. And she was running in heels. And I think it was, which video is that? I'm trying to remember which video it was. I can't think which video it was. But yeah, she was running and it's raining. And she was running and... Michael was doing his normal, you know, stand still and wait for a second and then chase after her thing. And yeah, I was like, oh, she's running. Now I got to learn how to run. Because in my mind, I thought that's what women do. They know how to run in heels and they know how to walk in them. So I have to learn.
I mean, I'm only running if a bear's chasing me.
Just like I, you know, just like with my voice, I trained it. It was pretty natural, but then I began to train it with warm linen water and sugar.
But there are some...
Tell them what you told me earlier about people that said, I don't have to do any of the work. You're just going to accept me.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Mm.
I'm not.
I think that's an important statement for you to
because
make.
I had to do the work.
Right.
To be a woman.
But if you want assimilation, right, you say you're
if
trans.
If you want
assimilation, don't you?
Right, but if you want us to feel comfortable. Do you want us to feel comfortable? Mm-hmm.
And not get the cops called.
But again, that comes back to the same mm-hmm. word that I've been preaching right. all day today. It's called respect.
Yeah.
It's respect. It's a simple respect thing.
But how do you think I would feel if I ran into that situation in a bathroom?
I feel like you would say something because you're there to protect women.
I would, but I'm going to take it further because you have literally, to me... You have just drugged me across the coals. Do you know what I mean? Because you're literally in a stall, pissing, standing up. And I know the difference between when men pee and women pee.
Well, I mean, I've been married long enough. And I have two sons.
Mm-hmm. You know the difference in the sound.
Oh, absolutely.
You know there's a man in the bathroom.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would go to the bathroom... Like, if it was a unisex bathroom and everybody just needed to go in there, I would be, you know what I mean? But I also...
If you really got to pee, you'll do it, yeah.
I also am a person who
carries next?
Protection with me all the time.
Both of us are those people. But like, what's next? I just have to say this. What's next? Urinals in a stall along with a toilet? Is that what's next?
I mean, that's fine. You can have gender-neutral bathrooms.
No, in a women's bathroom. No, yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about women. Actually, is that what's next?
Actually, no. I don't think so. But, you know, there
if
are...
If we're going to keep pushing...
There are exceptions to the rules, right? Just like we said earlier. There are exceptions to the rules that I would be okay with a man being in my bathroom. One, you have a little girl.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're coming in there, and you announce yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, girl dad here.
Yeah.
I need to bring my daughter to the bathroom. I don't want to take her to the boys' bathroom.
Yeah.
Not a single female I know would ever say anything.
And you second, say that? I've been in a bathroom when that's happened. I've heard a dad say, you know, I got a little girl. Is it okay, you know, if I bring her in? I don't want her next door.
Yeah.
And all the women were like, oh, yeah, come on. And then the women ended up helping.
Yeah.
Because one was at the sink. And she's like, okay, I'll help her. So she took her to the stall. You know, and then, you know, shut the door and everything and help the dad out. The dad stood over here in the corner.
Yeah.
Not over here by the business, but he stood over there.
Right.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And not a single woman would ever do that because. Second reason is if you have a mentally or physically handicapped, I don't even know if that's the correct terminology, disabled person that cannot
needs assistance.
That needs assistance, or you need to go to the restroom and you can't bring, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You need and they have to come with you.
Right on.
Ain't nobody gonna say nothing about that.
No.
Not a soul.
But that's
your 10-year-old
little
boy. Those
are not the circumstances we're dealing with.
No.
We're dealing with, you know, the dude with the white van hidden somewhere talking about I'm standing up in a stall. And how has nobody beat him the fuck up at this point? I'm sorry, but for real.
I have no idea.
Because you're going to catch the wrong dad. I'm telling you. You're going to catch the wrong dad.
You're going to catch somebody that don't give a damn.
You're going to catch one of them southern, deep south.
I don't even think it's going to be a deep south person.
I'm telling you. You're going to catch one.
I don't think it's going to be. I mean, it's going to be somebody. But here's also, like, the other thing is she doesn't respect that person.
Thank you. Yeah.
They do not respect women.
No.
And if you did, it would go a long way. It really would. It really, really, really would. And I think that, you know, there comes a time where...
But how far do you think it would go? Considering how that individual acts, how far do you think it would go?
Listen.
It wouldn't go very far.
Ugh, honey, if she walked into my restaurant, I'd be like, you need to leave.
Straight up.
You need to leave.
Yep, I'll be every phobe you need me to be, but you need to go.
You need to leave.
I think actually places are starting to do that. I think places are starting to do that.
It's just, I misgendered you. Well, you sound like a man.
You look like one.
And you're trying to present like a female.
You dress like a little girl. He doesn't dress like a woman. He dresses like a little freaking girl.
And he does it a lot of times to people who maybe have... English is not their first language.
I've seen him to do it to people. Their English is fine. Yeah.
Yeah. And
he's done it to women.
And it's I'm just like, don't come to my restaurant. I'm just
for real.
Saying.
I
just think that there's a fine line there. And then you sent me that video of that poor child. I think the person was a young adult.
Oh, girl.
That was it cerebral palsy that the person had? And they
were in one of those special chairs for people that...
I think it was cerebral palsy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I believe we're going to share that on TikTok, I think.
And they...
Cut off her breasts.
Yeah. And transitioned her. And I'm like, she can't even speak.
I don't think they heard you say it again.
She can't speak. It's
no,
just
they transitioned her.
Right. Yeah. And so how do you verbally tell someone when all you make is sounds that you're really a
and they
boy?
Transitioned her.
Yeah. And her mom is a very white liberal lady.
That's what they do.
Are
we going to share that on TikTok?
I would never. Your job as a parent is to protect your child and to never do anything unnecessary, right? I'm going so far that, like, my granddaughter is extremely intelligent. She just turned 2, and she can identify most of her alphabet. She can count almost to 20. She's super intelligent. And I've already identified how intelligent she is, and I'm not putting her in public school because I know that she's not going to get the education that she needs there. Mm-hmm. And I pay for that. Mm-hmm. That's the sad part about America today. It's because the schools are terrible.
But we have school choice here now.
Oh, and she's that pays for it. She's going to private school.
But if you go to private school, school choice will pay for it.
I don't care. I'll pay for it if I have to. That see, do you see that choice that I just made there?
I know. I'll let Media Labs pay for it. How about that?
But you that's your job, is to protect your child.
Yeah.
Now, I also have a friend whose child is transgender. And
yes, you do.
Let me tell you something. When she tells me about her child, I know that she's put in every amount of work that child has needed. And she's going to make the most appropriate decision for that child. But that child's also verbal. Mm-hmm. It speaks.
Right.
It has feelings and emotions. I mean, that, not to say that this child that's disabled does not, but she doesn't
have a voice.
How do you, exactly.
She doesn't.
Thank you.
If you listen to the video, she doesn't have a voice.
Thank you. So how do you have an intelligent conversation with somebody?
To know
that
you're going to cut off her breasts?
And what?
And then put it on social media.
And what physician did that?
That's what I want to know.
They don't need to have a medical license.
You need to be in prison.
I wouldn't even let them give my daughter the HPV vaccination.
Since you want to cut things off, you need to be in prison where they can cut you off.
Todd can tell you how it is there.
Oh, I think Todd ran that shit like a queen. We won't get into that.
I love Todd. I love Julie, too.
Speaking,
she looks so good. She really does look good.
But they're
good.
So rich, so, I mean.
I think they lost a lot. They did, but
they're still rich.
Yeah.
Because now the show will start back up.
Yeah. Well, Savannah had, the kids had already started filming.
And Savannah, she launched when she was still a teenager, wrecking Mercedes, you know, cars. She was already in it. So her money is safe.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you just don't do that. You just don't do that.
I know,
like,
honey.
When my son had to have a major operation, we went to the best hospital.
And you made the smartest decision.
We had, an entire team of doctors make this decision. It wasn't something I took lightly because I know that this is my child.
Mm-hmm.
I have to advocate for that person. And if my kid came to me today and said, I'm in the wrong gender, you know, of course, the first thing that I'm going to do is do my research. I'm going to find every single physician. I'm going to find every single trans person that I can find. I'm going to ask them 572 questions. I'm not going to just be like, okay, let's go. No, abso-freaking-lutely not. It's this.
Now take all of that and wrap it inside. You just did all of that to a child that has palsy.
Cerebral palsy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I have trouble with some words. But you know what I'm saying?
Well, I felt like you forgot the first one.
No, I didn't. It's just that, you know, some words get stuck on my tongue. You know how I get sometimes.
We did that earlier.
Yeah. It happens, man. Shit gets stuck in my tongue. And I'm like, come on, work with me. You know, and so it's like when you make fun of me when I say churs. I mean, you guys are so mean to me.
Anyways.
Oh, speaking of which, so let's have a serious note as we go towards, you know, the end of our cycle, you know, of craziness here. So I leave for North Carolina in 2 days, and I'm pretty excited. There's a lot of events that have taken place that are new developments that cannot currently be shared. And I know I said that in my last independent video, and we're really trying to make everyone understand that it is an enormous story that has been created. It's far beyond how the erosion of the I-40 corridor started in that episode. And we will be releasing some things on TikTok concerning it. We can't wait to bring it to everyone. It is a very
It's a deep story.
Yeah. and it really just pulls at your emotions, mm-hmm. because it does contain abuses of women. I will say that. I want to go ahead and kind of frame it for you. It's abuses of women. It's abuses of power. It's abuses of manipulation.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And so that's why it's really taking time to tell this story. But Allison, I want to bring you to you in the very best way that we can. And I'm going to continue that narration when we get back. Alice will be busy on social media, uploading various photographs and small snippets that I'm going to be recording. So you can go to our TikTok and look for that. And I want to prepare someone for everything. And this is a personal note. So it sounds kind of funny when I say it, but this is what's going to happen. One of the videos that's going to happen on TikTok. So I am coming out again. And here's what I have to say. I want everyone out there to understand that you do not realize that you are a kite dancing in my hurricane. And you have plagued the world with fallacy, with manipulation through emotion. People are being lied to. They truly are being fed misinformation. You're living in a superficial world, and you highlight the good of becoming a transsexual and being one, as if it's glamorous, as if, you know, we give autographs or something. But I'm here to tell you that in this video I'm going to do coming out, I'm letting everyone know I'm going to end this shit of gender ideology once and for all. And I need you to understand that and hear me. You're legitimately trans. You show me. Because no one can do it better than I have. And you can claim and you can brawl and you can hide behind screens and say whatever you want. But until you've lived this life and this experience, you know nothing. So you continue to quote your little things out of your little books, and you continue to live inside those books, and you continue to be women that somehow are proud to say, I have a trans child, and yet you have no idea the road of destruction that you're sending them down. You continue to do that, liberal white women. And I'm coming for you and the abuses that you have created. So you think twice when you get into little chat rooms and things, and you have these conversations, and you quote your books. You keep quoting your books.
Books are a great point of reference. However, sometimes that's not real life. And why are we not talking about feelings? And we're just talking about facts. I don't give a damn about facts, because what you're doing is causing people to have feelings. And so we need to discuss those, right? Like you and I discuss feelings all the time.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you so much for wanting to understand what I'm going through and wanting to be a light that helps me get through what I'm going through. But next time, instead of sending me stuff, I'm going to need you to send me funny memes, okay? But I do appreciate it, because it's not a lot of times that you have people that are like, how can I help you? How can I better understand? My hands are gross. They're sweaty.
I love you, honey. I do. I love
it's
you.
It's the menopause.
Oh, I got to rub it all over me. Now I've got it.
Ugh. I wouldn't do that.
And I love you very much. Thank you for that.
But I want, if nothing comes from this podcast, of our banter podcast, I mean, we're going to do real stories, like, you know, but of course.
They have no idea what's coming.
But if nobody does anything.
But look at our numbers. I think people do get something from this.
I want them to know that genuinely we want to have conversations. We want to stop this divide. But It can't just be one-sided. It has to be both sides. Both sides are going to have to meet in the middle to form a compromise. And the last time I checked, we were all adults. And throughout life, you have to make compromises. You have to make good choices, and sometimes you have to make bad choices. But we all have to compromise, right?
Yes.
Because we all have to live together.
Yes.
And you can't force what your thoughts are on someone else and say, this is the way it's going to be or else. Yeah. Because you're not going to get anywhere that way.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one is going to listen to you.
You know, I really don't think that people realize the storm that I'm planning on setting off. I just don't think they realize. And I think that I'm doing it for the right reasons and the just reasons, because I don't want to see any more children hurt and live in delusion. And I don't want to hear from liberal white women that call themselves mothers. I resent that idea, because no mother would ever want to send their child down the real road that is being a transsexual, because it is a dangerous, confusing fucking road. And it's not easy.
And sometimes, when people are not willing to make those compromises, actually not sometimes, I can't even say sometimes, because people are not making those compromises and because people are forcing this down people's throats,
yeah,
instead of having productive, yes, conversations and causing that divide.
And hiding behind computer screens to spew this shit.
It's making your transgender children, it's putting them at a greater risk.
Yep.
Because you're not going to be able to always protect them. And when you're forcing that down somebody saying, this is the way it's going to be or else, instead of having a productive conversation with someone and trying to, I don't care if they're a Karen and they're not going to listen to you and they're like, no, la, 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 la.
Oh, God, help
me. We've met those people.
Oh, oh.
They're a lost cause. Maybe someday this will come back and they'll be like, oh, okay. I understand now. Yeah. And I'm just going to let this live in peace.
Yeah.
You know, but facts are facts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get, and they are, but feelings are also feelings. They're not right or wrong. They just are.
Yeah.
And so you cannot control how another person feels, but you also can't take away that.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say that just because they feel some way, they are wrong.
And we also can't say because a child is having a feeling as a child that that is the pure existence of their life. And you have to be very careful with the steps that are taken in this life. I do not no longer want to see an assembly line of little trans children trending anymore. I'm done.
I know that my friend who did that, I know that the hospital organization that she went through put this child and both of this child's parents through vigorous,
mm-hmm,
therapy, counseling, and they still are doing it,
mm-hmm,
because it needs to be there. So, mm-hmm, I applaud them because obviously they put that work in,
right, yeah,
and
yeah,
it has to be put in.
Yeah.
So not in every case, for me,
and
not
I think
in
that's
every case.
That's the point we're trying to make, is that we're not saying that every situation involving children and transgenderism is a fallacy. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is the number is so enormously smaller than how they're presenting it today.
They just, I don't know. I don't know that I can, I think it's a tough road that you have to walk down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that I really understand it, and so it's hard for me to make a educated response on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just know your story and what you've told me, because I'm never going to be able to live your life, right? You're never going to be able to live my life,
right.
But I'm never going to be able to live your life. And I'm never going to be able to live that mother's life,
yeah,
because my children are grown, and yeah, if they want to do it now, then by all means, go for it. Have fun.
I'll still have an opinion. Don't
right.
worry.
Well, my kids are like,
yeah,
my youngest is almost 21.
Yeah.
He has a if my grandchildren wanted to do it, then, you know, we would have to have a
long, no, not the baby.
Long
no, I can't allow that. No.
But I think that I'm realistic mm-hmm. here, and you're realistic, and we're trying to make a difference. We're trying to bring unity together. And what I find so ironic is the gay community, the LGBTQ
it's really long now.
Plus community, whatever.
It's really long.
I know. They're all about acceptance and bringing people together and blah, 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 blah. But
until you have an opinion.
Until you are like, well, I'm okay with you, but I'm not okay with this, then it's a problem. And I understand, like, back in the day, gay marriage was a problem, and now it's, like, normal and everybody's fine with it. And maybe that's what they're fighting for. I get that. But with this kind of thing comes a little bit, it's a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. Because with this comes bad people. And some of those rotten bad seeds people make mm-hmm. the good people look mm-hmm. bad. And sometimes those bad people can cause harm on people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same thing with our immigration system.
Mm.
You know, both my grandmother and my husband's grandmother were immigrants to this country. I'm sure your ancestors were immigrants. We all were, you know.
One side, we were some of the first people in the Plymouth Colony. And then the other half later came, you know, again on boat. But then as far as the Industrial Revolution, we came through Ellis Island.
Yeah. Just like that poor mother that was killed by 6 illegal immigrants in South Carolina.
I was wondering if you wanted to talk about it.
Her 2 poor, precious, beautiful daughters. And she was beautiful and gorgeous and had... Do you know how many degrees she had?
No.
I read her obituary and I bawled like a baby. Bawled like a baby.
How many did she have?
I think 3 or 4. Like, she was not...
Degrees?
Yes! Girl, she was an amazing human being. Holy cow, so accomplished.
So I think we should update people on what we're talking about, because I don't think they know, because you can't find it, because the news isn't talking about it.
No, I mean, there were some articles that I found. Like,
that's articles, but, though. No one else is talking about it, though.
It wasn't something that was...
So this is a 40-year-old mother of 2, a Black woman, minding her own business, sitting at a stoplight and waiting for the stoplight to change. 6 illegal immigrants pulled up in a car. The oldest one was 21, youngest was 13, shot her point blank, rummaged her car, did not take the car, and left her for dead in the car. They have been caught in South Carolina, all of them. The last one, I believe, was the driver, which was 21. But they've all been caught.
Okay, I found it. I'm so sorry. I shared it.
Did you put it on our TikTok?
No, not yet. Larisha Sherelle Thompson, 40 years old, of Lancaster, South Carolina, entered into internal rest on May 2nd, 2025. She was born on June 1st, 1984. She graduated high school in 2002. She continued her education with an associate's degree in business and science from the University of South Carolina, a certified medical degree from York Technical College, and a Bachelor of Arts in Healthcare Administration from Ashford University. She was a dedicated employee of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And she also worked at the Home Depot in Lancaster, South Carolina. She leaves behind 2 children and a slew of family members who I'm sure are devastated by this loss. So this is the second woman that has been publicly put out there. Who knows how many more women have suffered at the hands of someone not being vetted into our country. This woman will not watch her children grow up. She will not be at her daughter's wedding. their graduation when they turn 16. The next time she will get to put her arms around her children is when they meet her at the gates of heaven, because I'm sure she's going to be waiting on them. Her children are never going to have a grandmother. Her children's children are never going to have a grandmother. They're never going to know what that's like. Because everybody thought it was a great idea just to bring all these people into this country. I hope that if that's your daughter, you would be upset too. Because this woman didn't deserve to lose her life. She was accomplished. She was a mother, a sister, an aunt, a daughter, a granddaughter, a friend. And because of open borders, her life meant nothing to these people.